Welcome to the For Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, the 8th of October, recording at 9:30 p.m., and yes, that's still British summertime. Now, an interesting day here today. It started off okay as far as stock markets were concerned. I'm talking about the Asian trading now. And the main reason for that is that China, which takes that long break at this time of year, reopened for the first day since the 30th of September. And it had a good overall gain, despite the weakness that we've seen in some other stock markets around the world recently. And that pushed up Asia for the most part. We saw modest gain in Japan. Hang Seng did better with the help of China, clearly. And most markets were higher, so it's easier to mention the ones that declined. A tiny decline in the Australian stock market. Similarly, in the NASDAQ also down, but it looks like just about everything else showed a gain in here today, and some of them weren't too bad, with Indonesia, Thailand up over 1.3%, and China's gains, incidentally, were over 1%. But that did not last long in the European markets. They were steady initially, but then gave way to some mostly moderate declines, although I see the UK stock market, the FTSE 100 index, is down 1.1%. That was the biggest one. But tomorrow may test markets a little bit more, because Wall Street, which had been up a little bit in pre-trading, on the futures markets, definitely weakened in here today. And the Dow was down a little over 1%, the S&P 1.25%, but the NASDAQ was down 2%. Now, the NASDAQ, along with the Russell 2000, but particularly the NASDAQ, had been levitating recently, and all those tech shares helping it. And not surprisingly, they were at the center of the declines here today, led by the internet stock. So we had a number of these companies, which haven't been listed all that long, such as Yelp down 10%, LinkedIn down 8%, Facebook and Netflix has certainly been listed for longer, but they were down about 5.8% overall. Now, those are clear downward dynamics, and they are most likely going to mark the beginning of a pullback that takes these indices back closer to at least their rising 200-day moving averages, and they do look quite overextended against those. You'll see those. I'll be posting them in the comment of the day here before too long. Now, what spooked Wall Street in here today? Well, my hypothesis all along has been that when people were first expecting, hoping, I should also add, that the partial shutdown of the government would only last for 2 or 3 days, that the atmosphere in terms of these discussions leading to this impasse suggests that it's going to last somewhat longer. And I think that particularly as Wall Street had been holding its nerve here, although that began to crack today, as you can see from those declines among some of the NASDAQ stocks. And one of the factors that will contribute to this is that Andrew Ross Sorkin, who may well be known to you from reading the Wall Street Journal. He had an article, a column in there, with the somewhat provocative headline, "No way U.S. would allow debt default?" question mark, and followed with "Don't bet on it." And Andrew Ross Sorkin is also one of the key and very good presenters on the U.S. Squawk Box. So this view and concern, we can bet, was well received a considerable amount of attention in the U.S. and beyond here today. So that's where we stand. I have felt and said previously that the politicians, the U.S. politicians, will be looking at the opinion polls, and they'll also be looking at the markets. And Ross Sorkin's point, which is a good one, is that if the market's complacent about it, that makes it easier for them to hold off right until the deadline of the 17th of this month. That's the debt ceiling deadline, and possibly go a little beyond, but hopefully not much more than that. Okay, so what else happened here? The bond markets were very, very quiet. The yields are in a small, very narrow range right now, and they've been there for most of the last 2 weeks. But my own view is that while this sell-off is taking place, particularly if the sell-off on Wall Street actually gathers speed somewhat, as a real possibility, if we do go down to the wire, in other words, right down to the deadline, then we're certainly not going to see those bond yields rise in the very short term, and they could easily move somewhat lower overall. The U.S. dollar index, that was a little bit higher in here today. It's a very modest gain overall. And I think in terms of, are there any individual standouts in here? No, it's not worth commenting on. It's just a very small change overall. Looking at the commodity markets, precious metals, which had a good day yesterday, palladium is about $7.50 higher here today. That's taken it up to $713 for the spot price. Silver just down a fraction, but it's at 22.34. That had a good day yesterday, as you may recall. Gold down $2.50 here, but that also had a good day yesterday. That's at 13.20. And platinum was up a couple of dollars, 14.04. Now, most commodities were higher in here today, although the industrial metals sector was mixed, as in other words, some small gains, some small losses, as we also saw yesterday. Nothing really significant there. Just looking at some of the others, crude oil, fraction higher, almost half a dollar higher on the WTI. That's taken that back to 103.52. The Brent's just over the $110 level. The continuous commodity index is a little firmer here overall. Staple grain prices, the wheat, corn, and soybeans are a little lower here on the close. So the main action here today clearly was stock markets, and this U.S. debt story is going to, with the partial shutdown and will they raise the debt ceiling and so on, that story is going to hold the markets, hold investors in thrall here until it is actually resolved. And it's not hard to predict from a behavioral standpoint that the longer the impasse continues, the more sentiment is likely to deteriorate, at least until we get some very firm predictions, if we get very firm predictions from some of the politicians that they're about to resolve the situation, this issue will dominate the news. And my overall view from recent audios is that the lower markets go here in the short term, and I think they will go lower. This will create a buying opportunity for at least a short term rally once the situation is resolved. And why might that be the case? Well, we have that very powerful tailwind of extremely accommodative monetary policies, and that's not going to change in the U.S. It'll change first in the U.S. Rather than in Europe or Japan, but we're not going to see any tapering at least until December of this year. And on that note, all the very best to all of you.